quite pleased to welcome any comrades who have gathered in this town square tonight. To those that have evening work, the speech will only take a few minutes, and you can return to your night shifts. But don't give up your day jobs either, because very soon you will need the money, and I'm about to explain why. This empire has been expanding rapidly as we've recently embarked on a massive road-building program. The USI and Japirak are now linked by bridge. After construction was complete, the bridge suffered an earthquake. The scheme cost billions of points, and we are starting again from scratch, even though tidal waves are forecast. And statues in every city of the globe, that's not cheap. This has been a long year, and it is about to come to an end very shortly, even though it is only October and barely out of Ramadan. Why, you may ask? Well, don't ask, because you're supposed to stay silent during my speeches. There is a talking fine costed in words per minute. The 31st of October marks the end of the tax year, and very soon you will all have to pay what is due. And if you haven't calculated your tax returns by now, you probably won't personally return. Tax collectors will be dispatched throughout the city of Baghdad on the evening of the 31st. So look lively and answer within the first three knocks, or three rings, whichever is struck the hardest. If you are a resident of Basra, they will be doing the rounds on November the 1st. But that will be all. You are dismissed. You have the usual 10 seconds to depart from the square.
10 seconds? It's going down.
Yeah, I don't like the look of those men. They're armed with something. Vulcan, I want you to wear this suit.
It says Mr. Tax on it. What is this in aid of?
You are to do what it says on the tin. You are my accompanying intimidator when we go trick or treating.
I am your hired goon on your tax collecting.
Yes, at the door I will ask nicely for the money, and you will collect it.
When will you be requiring my services?
On the night of the 31st, I will call you at 6 p.m.
On the night of the 31st?
Here's your tea, dear.
There's salt in this.
It's Halloween. I was playing a trick. I know your sunburn's in prison and it's visiting day today, but thanks for coming round. What are you doing with that coat on, son? I don't want you to go out tonight.
Why ever not? Tonight is the night of the Western tradition of Halloween. I, of course, have banned it, and given a warning of punishment at least 1,000 times scarier than the so-called Halloween frights that used to be practiced by once freest citizens to anyone daring to still practice them in this day and age. However, I have retained one tradition. I am about to practice it on the streets of Baghdad.
I don't know what you're talking about, because you're not going anywhere. I need you to babysit tonight.
Who for?
No one. Her. I just want you to stay in.
You're all the same, you sons. Mine's in prison. He never comes round to see me.
Trick or treat?
Trick? I'd like to see you do your worst.
Oh, believe me, no one in the entire world wants to see that. However, trick it is, I am going to pull a disappearing trick.
That son, where's he gone? If you can hear this, son, you'll find eggs in your room when you get back in places where they shouldn't be.
On the dishevelled Iraqi streets of Baghdad.
Vulcan, why hasn't he turned up?
I am here, world leader.
Well, look at the wristwatch on your arm. You're a 15 minutes late. I hope you brought the tax returns.
No, that's Hamid.
Sorry I'm late. I printed too many off.
Oh, don't worry, we'll need them all. Have you brought the tricks?
That was Mr. Dodd's responsibility, I believe.
Sorry, leader, I'm late. I fell foul of one of my tricks.
Is that why you really have egg on your face?
Yes, and unfortunately, it's the non-removable egg I invented. I may have to avoid mirrors for the rest of my life.
Okay, let's get housing.
Down the street at the first house.
Who is it?
Trick or treat?
Treat! What do you want?
I need your income for the past year with 100% interest. I thought you meant Cadbury's.
No, we would like to see your bank balance. And considerably reduce it, please.
Also, if you can afford your tax repayments, please be aware that you will have to pay extra tax on your tax payments.
Yes, to raise state revenue, I have introduced a tax on tax.
But I only have a few points.
Well, unfortunately for you, tonight's Halloween, and so it's time to cough up. Give me your debit card. Well, that's one house down, and maybe another 100 to go. Who lives here?
Who is it? I'm an old man.
It's just your revered world leader. Open up, because I don't want to have to do it for you.
I am more than willing to.
Keep your urges down, Vulcan. You'll get your chance. If anyone is uncooperative and asks for a trick, I will send you in.
I have plenty up my sleeve.
Trick or treat?
Treat!
That will be 1,485 points, please. Cash would be preferred, but we are more than willing to take debit or credit cards.
And not give them back.
Certainly not. This is about collection. How will you be paying?
Take my credit card. It's all I have. I'm in debt.
Damn right you are. You are indebted to my services now. Well, thank you for your financial contribution. I hope you have a happy Halloween. But you certainly won't be able to afford it.
At the next house...
Hello? Hello? Is anyone at home?
No one seems to be in. Does this mean I have to unleash my ex?
No one's in? How dare they not be in on a night like this? I'm going to need another one of your inventions, Mr. Dodd. The same one that caused you to need a new garage.
The bomb's in my coat pocket.
Well, what are you waiting for? Put it through the letterbox.
Now what?
What are you waiting for? Run! Vulcan, come back, not that far away! Hurry up, let's get to the next house!
This house sounds noisy.
It sounds like some sort of party. This is not a state of reverence.
We could announce our presence by shouting through the letterbox.
I have brought a megaphone.
Trick or treat.
I want this party stopped now. This is a tax inspection.
Come out with your hands behind your back. It's my son's birthday party.
What have you got for him?
We have seen better times. I'm giving him my last point. That is outrageous when you owe tax as you do. You'd better get your son to hand it over. Could I not pay it next year when I'm dead? Well, it's your choice. The penalty for refusal to pay fines or tax. You face prison.
Being in prison in Iraq feels like being suspended in time. I should know when I failed to come up with one of my inventions.
Okay, I will pay. I'm sorry, son. Give it to the Sultan. Thank you for your payment. I'm glad you didn't choose a trick, but of course you've been screwed already. On to the next house. I'm sick of the sight of this one already.
At the next house...
Who is this? I cannot come to the door.
Trick or treat?
What treat do you want?
It's a simple enough question. Trick or treat?
I have no money. I buried it and spent it. But not necessarily in that order.
Sir, this visit is no laughing matter. If you do not pay, we'll have to inquire if you have a license.
A license for what?
May I remind you that before you get a license, you must have a license. Because all licenses must have a license.
Haven't I paid enough? I've been approached for tax at random tax stops in the street.
No, I've looked at your donations for this year, and your donation to the coffers isn't sufficient. I repeat, trick or treat.
Okay, trick.
Okay, prison for the night with only bread and water. And if you refuse to come, I'll give you off bread and bath water.
Why do I get the feeling I've heard this before?
You have heard nothing. If Saddam says you've heard nothing, then
you've heard nothing. I think he gets the message. Now let's just ship him off to prison because the night is young. We have many more houses to visit. I've barely collected enough tax to build another palace. I can only afford an airport with this.
At another house?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Saddam.
Saddam who?
Saddam Sultan, your world leader.
Trick or treat?
What the fuck, Vulcan? I say that.
Trick if you dare.
No, I say trick or treat, and then you tell me your choice. Trick or treat.
Do I have to repeat myself? Trick.
Oh, I heard you clearly enough. I am just incensed. Who are you? You don't seem like a comrade.
I'm as Islamic as they come. Don't you remember me?
Osama, I couldn't see you there. I might have known you since childhood, but this is tax, so I cannot let you off. Trick or treat.
Oh, I'm sure you've got plenty of tricks up your sleeve.
Aren't you supposed to be hiding? Well, that must have cost a fortune.
That's why I am living here. My caves have been repossessed.
And that's what's going to happen here if you don't make a payment.
All I have left is a very valuable copy of the Quran embossed in gold.
Thank you very much.
I bid you farewell, Saddam. I am going to return to Afghanistan and regroup with the Taliban and retake the caves.
Well, farewell for now. I'll see you in the next dinner party, if you can afford it.
Goodbye, world leader.
What's that?
It looks like another group of trick-or-treaters.
The blatant insolence. This is against my law.
I will raid them for all they've got.
Hold right there.
You need to have a valid license to trick-or-treat, and there is no such license.
I will let you all go on one condition, that you each pay double the tax you owe, and you surrender your chocolate and candy.
But we've only got eggs!
That's okay. I'll pelt them at my leisure. Now let's go home. I have to fill my treasure chest with coins and debit cards.
Back at the palace?
I thought I told you to stop in! I went out and left something in the oven, just so I could blame you if you didn't stay in!
Not now, Mother. Can't you see I've got bags and bags of money to count?
I'll have to stop your allowance, then. You'll have to dig a few coins out of your bag and put them in your pockets each week.
I can't believe this. You've just been out earning money, and you don't seem to be paying your keep.
What's it to do with you? What the citizens pay, I keep. What could be simpler than that? And while we're on the subject, what about your tax?
It's getting a bit late, so I'd best be on my way. I don't want to outstay my welcome, even though you did tell me to get out 2 hours ago. Well, thanks for the tea. Even though it was so strong, I now have heartburn.
Well, good night. Hope to see you again. I'll ring you about the market next Thursday.
How have you got money for the market when you've been taxed at 100%?
And...